A photo published last week of a father and daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande quickly became a talking point in the national conversation over immigration. But it wasn't the first heartbreaking image that's taken on such a role. Think back to 2015, when the world was shocked by the photo of a Syrian boy who washed up on a beach trying to cross into Europe. Or 1989, when the image of a man standing in front of a column of Chinese tanks in Tiananmen Square brought home the story of protests in that country. Those photos and others have become significant pieces of history. And to talk more about this, our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist Renee Beyer of the Sacramento Bee.
Let me ask about the photo that pretty much everybody is talking about now, especially as it relates to the current immigration debate. I'm curious what you thought when you first saw that photo.
Well, it is a very emotional photograph for me to look at. For me, it's a very heartbreaking tragedy. And it begs for many questions to be answered, like, how did this happen? What was the circumstances that this little girl and father wound up on this, you know, drowning in the river crossing the border? And it focuses more on what are our immigration policies. And I think it has a very broad context when you study the image and you think about it. And I think that's what the power of photojournalism is it gives you that time to stop, to think, and to feel the emotion, the despair, whether it's a photograph that brings out tragedy or despair, or whether it's hope or joy. That translation is where the power lies. And this photograph is just devastating. When you look at the plight of immigration in the U.S. and worldwide, just as the Syrian boy who washed up on the shore in Turkey, and John Moore of Getty Images' photograph of the little girl crying as her mother was being searched by U.S. Border Patrol. I think that's why it's such a powerful image, because it's begging for answers to very important questions about the border.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned questions, because obviously a still photo can answer some questions. But as you referenced, in the case of a photo like this, there are so many questions that come from it that an image itself cannot answer. I'm wondering if in your mind that's some of the power of it, that it raises maybe more questions than it can answer.
That's definitely the power in it. And you also have to think about it, too. As a photojournalist, you know, when you're making a photograph like this, so many things are going through your head. You don't want to dehumanize your subjects. You have to weigh the power of what the image is saying and the context of the image. And, you know, how the image got to be is just as important as the image itself. Photographs are a universal language in a certain, you know, way. And so they're there to inform people. And if it's a photograph that could possibly prevent another tragedy of some kind, you know, all these kinds of things go through your mind when you're making a photograph like this, or when you're publishing a photograph like this.
Have you been in situations where you have had photos that were really powerful, that were maybe really heartbreaking, that you really wrestled with the question of, should I publish this or should I not?
Yes, I have, several times. One that comes to my mind right now is one that I was doing a long-term story on alcohol, and I was covering the funeral of a teenage girl who had died in a car crash by one of the teenagers who was driving while intoxicated. And at the funeral, they opened up her casket, and her brother laid a guitar in the casket, and I photographed it. And I brought it back to the newspaper, and I just felt like the picture said so much about our humanity and how short life can be, and how this brother was showing this love to this sister who he will never, ever get the chance to play his guitar with or be with. And so we approached the parents and asked the parents and showed them the photograph, and they allowed us to use the image. So we ran the photograph quite large, actually.
In a situation like the photographer who photographed the father and his daughter in the Rio Grande, or you referenced the Syrian boy who washed up in Turkey, or any number of these heartbreaking photographs, how do you as a photographer try to protect yourself and not get a form of almost PTSD of being in these scenes and photographing these heartbreaking images?
I think when you're in the scene, I mean, sometimes it can be so emotional that you're almost, you've got tears while you're trying to make the photograph. And in other times, you're so caught up in the journalism and trying to photograph in the most respectful way that you can, in the most sensitive way that you can, that you're caught up in that, and the emotion doesn't really set in until you sort of leave. And then when you're pouring over the images or maybe editing the images, and then you're realizing what you've photographed, then it really, I think that's when the impact hits me. You know, in certain circumstances, the people are going through tenfold what you're going through. And so therefore you feel like, I have to do this. If I don't do this, and the story is so important, who's going to do this?
Why do you think it is that still images have the kind of impact on people that they have, even in ways that video sometimes doesn't have?
I think that's because a still image stays with you. It's a test of time. It's the universal language. And it has that emotional context that when you look at it even 5 years later or 10 years later, you still can feel that image. And, you know, many images are a test of time or history as well. I mean, when you look at Nick Ut's Napalm Girl, that picture taken in Vietnam changed the course in history. It was taken a long time ago, and it still has the value and impact to this day. Video is an important medium, but it's a different medium. I've been doing it for the last 2 years as well. Oh, well, actually more than two. But I still feel like still photography is the strongest medium because it allows the viewer time spent now and forever with a picture.
All right. That's Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist Renee Beyer. Renee, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.